Commentator Dagoberto Gilb and his son are heading to Arkansas this week for the Little League Regional Championships. They live in El Paso. Dagoberto says he's glad the regular season is coming to a close.
My youngest son, Ricardo, began this baseball season really excited because last year his team, the Blazers, won the City World Series. He had the dream come true year. During the playoffs, he scored the winning run that took them to the championship. His slide into home, coming like it did at the bottom of the last inning, made the front page of the sports section, in color no less. If that weren't enough, the very next game, the first of a best-of-five series, was against the Cobras, a team so dominating they hadn't lost a single game yet. Ricardo came up with the bases loaded and at the top of their ninth drove a pitch so hard that when it hit the chicken wire above the left field fence, the ball rode up. At the bottom of that inning, pitching, he struck out two and the Cobras scored nothing. After this, the series was history. But you and I both know it wasn't my son. It wasn't just the other good players on the team either. It was the coach, Junior. The kids loved him, and he knew what he was doing. Junior was a star high school athlete. He was around 30, divorced with two daughters, one 12. If anything, Junior put in too much time with the boys on the team. That's because he didn't have a job, unless you counted his occasional weekend gigs when he dressed up as a mariachi. He also took a couple of classes at the community college, but mostly he was unemployed. What he wished for was a job with Parks because he loved sports so much. He coached basketball as good as he did baseball. But Junior couldn't coach this year because he was in hiding. The kids on every team sell candy, and Junior didn't turn the money in for three different teams, like $1,600. He'd been having personal problems. I knew his truck had been stolen. So this season began without Junior, and without baseballs, bats, helmets, catcher's equipment, practice bases, and uniforms. And the champion Blazers were starting over again. The new coach doesn't have a telephone. The new coach works for maybe a dollar more than minimum wage where the nuts you eat on airplanes are packaged. He works strange hours, and so there haven't been many practices. When there are, there aren't much. Mostly he yells at the kids, frustrated, for making mistakes. They don't like him. He has eight all-star level players, Carlos and Freddy, Raul, Roger, Adrian and David and Bobby, and my son Ricardo. But they're looking at a 500 record. The only other team with equal talent in our league, the one that has the newest, coolest uniforms and the top-of-the-line equipment, is a team which has something else, too. The same coach, the same coaches they've had for several years. They get into the playoffs almost every season. In the neighborhood where the Blazers practice, walls are for graffiti fights. Most of the players live in modest, even unattractive homes on wider streets that people drive past on their way to work. Their parents graduated high school. One is going to a business college to become a medical secretary, while another just got a job as a clerk at the prison where her husband works. Several are single parents. These are the only ones who attend the games. All speak Spanish, and several only Spanish. There are other children, if they are just out of high school, are married or about to be. But nobody talks about college to the younger ones either. Poverty is often seen for its brutality, for what it absolutely denies. But common poverty isn't about not getting started. It's as much about only getting started, about always being at the beginning. Poverty is about starting over yet again and then again. It's about talent fully shaped, but which, unencouraged, discouraged, lasts the briefest moment. The Blazers aren't talking about baseball anymore. The parents say how next year, if their son wants to play, they'll find some other team. I want to let you in on a secret the commissioner of our league just told me not to tell anyone else. Our new coach hasn't turned in his candy money either. Over $500. The coach's wife had it in her purse at a grocery store, and then it was gone. Lost, stolen, something like that, the commissioner told me, and he shook his head.
Dagoberto Gilb is the author of The Magic of Blood, which won this year's Penn Hemingway Foundation Award.